Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my interview with a young lady that's been very outstanding in 4-H for years from Johnson County, visiting with Rebecca Papasifikas. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing great.
First of all, who are your parents?
Ann Papasifikas and Mike Papasifikas.
How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
And where do you attend school?
I attend Warrensburg High School.
How long have you been in 4-H?
I've been 4-H roughly 12 years now.
What are some of the projects you've done in those years?
Sewing, cooking, dogs, and chickens.
And your favorite of those would be what?
Sewing.
What's the most fun thing you've done since you've been in 4-H?
Going on all the trips I've been to.
What has 4-H meant to you?
It's meant the evolution of who I am and me becoming who I am today.
You've been on several trips. Talk about the events or the trip that you went on.
I went to National Congress in Atlanta, Georgia last year. And last year I also went to CWF Citizen Washington Focus. And there I got to visit New York, Baltimore, Chevy Chase, Maryland, and Washington, D.C.
Out of all those cities, what would you say your favorite was?
My favorite was Chevy Chase, Maryland, because it was beautiful there.
Is that something you want to continue doing as part of 4-H, getting to go on some more trips?
I have one trip left to go on, and that would be National Conference up in D.C. once again.
Do you have just one more year to be in 4-H, or do you get to be in longer than that?
I have this year, and then I have my freshman year in college, and then I'm done.
Speaking of college, what are your plans for the future?
I'm going to attend UCM and possibly go into a business career so that I can continue in my 4-H journey as an adult.
I know I've interviewed you for years, and your communication skills have improved year to year, I can tell, to get to the great place where you are right now. And I'm sure that you feel like that you owe a lot of that to 4-H, being able to communicate and be an advocate for 4-H itself.
Yes, I have learned how to speak in public outwardly without fear at this point. In the beginning, it was really difficult for me, but 4-H has brought me a long way.
That's one of the main things they teach is communications, right?
Yes, communication is highly taught in this career.
Is there anything you'd like to add to anyone, Rebecca, about your 4-H career or any outlook for other young people that want to be in 4-H?
4-H has brought me a whole second family that I now have to lean on, and I would highly recommend anyone getting into it. It's not just for the farmers.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining me, and we'll do this again.
Yes, thank you. I look forward to it.
I've been visiting with Rebecca Papasifikas of the Good Neighbor 4-H Club of Johnson County. Be sure to join us throughout the day today and tomorrow for more 4-H interviews on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.